Monday at this time, but Marco was out today and sitting in for him, of course, over at KDLT, Zach Borg. And I understand it's a big night on the tube on KDLT News tonight.
Yes, it's very big, and I've got permission to spill the beans from our news director, and actually just went off about a few minutes ago when we did our weather update, but we are, at last, we are HD high definition, so it is definitely it's a big night and fun night.
So does this mean with Marco?
That's a lot more makeup for Oven tonight, I can tell you that.
So we're going to see you in HD tonight.
Yes, you'll see me.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing, Zach.
I feel a little weird about that. As we all know, I don't think it's a secret that in Sioux Falls, I think weekend anchors are kind of interchangeable. We kind of come and go. Obviously, guys like Mark have been here for a long time. So It feels a little weird to be. It feels a little weird to be kind of being the first one in HD. But I do have a plan to start it off with a bang. So I'm hoping the moment you tune in, you'll definitely see a difference. We're going to celebrate a little bit of the SDSU-USD games. And I've got a plan to start off with a bang. You never know, as the Broncos proved, you can start off with something other than a bang.
A safety.
So, yeah. And also, we do have a new set look as well. So it's it's a lot of new stuff. And we're, we're happy. We pretended not to hear it, but we definitely we've heard the complaints over the years that we love the show, but we just wish you guys were HD, and we've been working toward this. There's been a lot of hard work put in by a lot of people, and it's good to finally see that all kind of paying off tonight.
Yeah, we'll be viewing in tonight there, Zach. Thanks for the ups on that. Was there one
breaking news? Yeah,
breaking news. All right, I know a lot of yesterday was a thud. Was there anything that you liked yesterday during the Super Bowl?
Well,
since it's on another network, you are allowed to watch the other network, aren't you? Being with the NBC affiliate.
Yeah, we're allowed to watch. I'm not. I was not going to live tweet it because I kind of have a feeling people will watch. I don't think they need to look at their Twitter to figure out what's going on in the Super Bowl. I'm full disclosure, as you guys know, I'm a Chiefs fan, so I didn't particularly want Denver to win. I do like Peyton Manning. I say this, I appreciate good defense. I know the rage nowadays is high-flying offenses, but I grew up watching great defense. When I played football, I loved physical defense. I played on defense, and that was a throwback last night. That Seattle D is the best in my limited, 20 years or so of watching Super Bowls. That's the best defense I've seen.
Wow. Yeah, I think you got to put that with the Baltimore D from a few years back. I think you got to put it with the Giants defense that beat New England.
Tampa Bay back in 2002 as well.
That New England team with the Brady and Moss, that was a very high
record setting
there, and they got beat by the New York Giants that year. Then, of course, Chicago of 85 has always been the standard of excellence when it comes to the defenses. By the way, last night's game, also the largest, more people watched than any other television program in TV history, more than 111.5 million people watching part of the game last night.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't really feel the need to tweet the constant updates. No, it is the biggest event, and it became one of those rare events where after about a half, three quarters, the only reason people were still watching was to watch commercials. How often does that ever happen on TV where people are staying tuned into something to watch the commercial?
Every night on KDLT during 6 and 10.
That was a low blow. No. Okay.
I know one thing that you guys are going to get a lot of viewing beginning this weekend, because Friday the Olympics begin, and you'll be covering a lot of
that. Yes, sir. It's going to be fun. I'm not sure how our schedule works. It's going to be interesting because obviously it's out in Russia, so I think it's tape delayed, and a lot of the time, if you want to watch the Olympic hockey live, I think you have to get up at
about 6 in the morning.
5 or 6 in the morning.
Yep.
But it's fun. I enjoy the Olympics. I'm probably like most people. I enjoy the hockey the most. That's the one I kind of get into. And
yeah, that'll be one of the most viewed. And then, of course, virtually every night there'll be figure skating on KDLT.
Yep.
That's always a huge viewer.
Huge draw. And the thing about the hockey, too, it's interesting. We we talk about the NHL, and in these parts, it's not hard to get into it because it is such. It's the Minnesota State pastime. But this is really when hockey grabs attention nationally. I mean, especially if the U.S. team can make a run.
That's right.
It's more popular than ever, and they can never maintain it for whatever reason after the Olympics go. But if you're a hockey fan, this is prime time in the United States, assuming, of course, that the team makes a big run. And if they make a big run, it could be against the Russians. And can you think of a better rivalry than the U.S. maybe playing Russia in Sochi?
Well, that would be cool. Ooh, could be the turnaround of 1980.
Definitely, definitely.
All right.
And, of course, Zach, I'm sure the Canadians will have a thing to say or two about
it
as well.
You got that right. Hey, Zach, appreciate it. I know Athlete of the Week coming up. We'll be watching at 6 and 10 tonight.
Yep, big man from Dakota Wesleyan. That's my tease.
All righty, man. Hey, good luck, man. Zach. Thanks. KDLT.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Zach Borg, as they go HD.